All right, ready?
Recording now. Okay, we're live. Action. Here we go.
Welcome to Leadership Unleashed with your host. With me, your host, Carrie Kish.
Yay!
Some of the coolest people.
Interesting people.
The best and worst leaders in the world.
Diverse walks of life.
We aren't talking about the safe stuff.
Mm-mm.
Things people wonder about.
But don't talk about.
Guests will be a good example.
Or a terrible,
terrible,
terrible warning.
Learn how to go from being a hero.
To being a leader. Learn how to build epic teams
and legendary companies.
Leadership Unleashed.
Leadership Unleashed.
Leadership Unleashed.
Hello again. This is Leadership Unleashed, and this is Carrie Kish. This episode's one of my most recent favorites. It is just fun. Maybe it's fun for me. I hope it's fun for you. But essentially, I'm here geeking out with my good friends, Karen Perry and Gary Mahler, who run a surf retreat called the Into the Fire Beach Party. And they're dear friends of mine who share a leadership training experience that I've had, and this is a project that they've been doing for the last 5 years, helping people get a transformative experience through learning to surf and hanging out at the beach for a weekend. And we have just a really good time hanging out and chatting with each other about leadership, kind of geeking out on all the leadership competencies, on some kind of weird leadership competencies, things like 100%, 100%. We'll explain what that means and how that is relevant for you and how it might impact how you show up in your relationship and your life. Definitely check it out. You'll remember Karen Perry is one of my good friends. She and I did a podcast about intuition and horses, and she and I ride horses together. And this is just another experiential metaphor that Karen uses with her business partner, Gary, to help people get a leadership transformation in their lives. Check it out. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. If nothing else, it's just a rip-roaring good time to listen to. We have a great time. Good morning. Welcome to Leadership Unleashed. This is Carrie Kish, and today I am bringing you my dear friend you've spoken with once before, Karen Perry, and her business partner, Gary Mahler. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And just for us all to get connected and give the listeners some context, I am in my home office in Los Angeles, California. Karen, where are you today?
I am also in my home office in Los Angeles, California.
And Gary, where are you today?
I am also in my home office, but in Vancouver, Canada.
Excellent, excellent. And so why don't the two of you kind of tell us how you got connected and what this project is that you work on together?
It's such a great story. Gary, do you want to start and I'll interrupt you?
Here we go, because Karen's stories have stories.
Karen's stories have stories. How about this? We'll do something different today. You start and I'll interrupt you.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
So, Carrie, as you know, you and Gary and I all share a common bit of education, which is having done a leadership program with the Coaches Training Institute. And I joined in a cohort that Gary was part of. And so we met online probably in March. We met
oh my gosh, online dating.
We really did meet online. So like we hadn't met each other.
Yeah.
And there's this one woman who just replies to everything, really gung-ho, and argues everything. So you got replying and arguing. It's like perfect.
It's like catnip for you. You find that irresistible, do you, Gary?
I thought it was the bomb.
Argumentative woman.
where some might say argumentative. We had homework. We were doing stuff online. We had problems and challenges. And in a cohort of amazing people, not everyone was super engaged. And so when, you know, I'm putting stuff out there, Gary's putting stuff out there, like we were having these conversations of like, hey, what about this or what about that? And we found that, you know, in this group of, I don't know, what, 22, 24 people, like, we had, you know, not only this like great thought partnership, but also Gary was happened to be staying in one of my favorite parts of the world at that time.
In Hawaii.
Yeah. Specifically in the North Shore of Oahu, where we That's both right. have spent a lot of time.
Well, and so, that kind of speaks to what your project is together.
Very much. But I think one important bit of information, we were having a very big argument around the best shave ice in Oahu.
Wait a minute. You were having an argument about the best shaved ice in Oahu. Have you resolved that argument?
I think I've conceded, actually, after years.
It was amazing.
Yeah, so Gary and his wife, you were there 3 months, 4 months in Hawaii?
About 3 months.
So Gary's in Hawaii. We're having these conversations about our homework and our projects. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, we're heading out, you know, here. I was like, oh, have you been to the chicken place in the parking lot? And then, you know, then it starts with like, well, you know, going there. But, you know, this is my favorite shave ice. I'm like, oh, why do you like that? Like, they're such better. And he's like, no. So fast forward a little bit. In June of 2012, yeah. We had an opportunity to create a project. And in the leadership program, the project had to be a partnership, and it had to involve leading a group through an experience. And in this opportunity where, you know, people are sort of, it's a fast pitch kind of thing where people are selling the ideas. And if you're interested, maybe, you know, take their card, take your card, whatever, very, very quickly, 30 seconds to explain this. And out of, again, this cohort of 20 plus people, Gary and I were the only two people that had really outside the box ideas.
Which were?
I will bet you $5 or a glass of wine tomorrow that Gary does not remember what my idea was.
Your idea was doing either trapeze work or driving race cars.
Okay, fine.
Ooh.
Gary, I owe you a glass of wine.
Awesome. I'm all in.
Well, we're going to be together at the ranch tomorrow if you want to come join us. Yeah. Just a short flight.
I'm taking the Gary Mahler wellness jet. Flying into Santa Barbara.
Mahler wellness jet? I want one of those.
You can come ride in it sometime. It's amazing.
It's a little bit like Wonder Woman's invisible.
I was going to say exactly. It's like invisible. It doesn't exist except in my mind.
All right. So hang on. Let's get back to the story here. Karen's ideas were race car driving and trapeze work. And Gary, your ideas were? Karen, do you remember?
Gary wanted executives to Hawaii for 5 to 7 days to do a retreat.
And then what happened?
And then what happened was...
Then Karen bullied me into joining her. I'll be honest, because like I'm just falling in love with every idea everyone has. I'm totally open, and Karen's like, no, it's you. And I'm like, me? Oh, cool. That was what our relationship was then, but after 5 years of Into the Fire, it's not like that at all. Hanging around Karen,
like that,
suddenly.
Like that for exactly 2 days, and you know it.
Well, so part of Karen's charm, and actually this is a leadership competency, is claiming.
Yeah.
Karen's very good at claiming things that are hers, at recognizing them and claiming them, whether it be a client or a project or a piece of work. And Gary, you happen to be good at being claimed.
Apparently, I was very good at being claimed. And I when she pitched it, this idea, like everyone else is doing something in a classroom, in a church, like, why would you want to do that? I live very close to Malibu, Zuma Beach. Let's do something. And I'm a surfer boy. So, of course, I'm like, okay, I'll be claimed. Like, I fly down to L.A. and we're going to do this workshop on the beach, which is a transformational beach party. She's damn good at claiming, and I'm really good at seizing the opportunity, saying I'm all in. And that's how it began.
So why don't you tell us about this? Yeah.
Well, I just want to give a tiny bit more background. You know, I wouldn't have been claiming Gary if we didn't already have a great relationship built. And that relationship, you know, from day one, moment one, it was a relationship built on trust, communication, collaboration, partnership. So by the time, you know, it was such a wonderful surprise when we met in person that he was also crazy like I am. And so, you know, as we've got all these people pitching their, you know, very traditional leadership programs, nothing wrong with them, just not my work. And Kerry, as you know, like to have permission to do work the way I want to do it and have a partner in that is magic.
That's fun. I'm trying to remember what we did for my project. I remember who my partner was. It was with this guy named Tom, and he's an eccentric and very, very eccentric. And definitely one of the only crazy out-of-the-box thinkers. I mean, there are plenty in that program, but he was the one that, you know, was going to connect with me. All I remember about our project, I remember we did board breaking.
Wow.
I know. I wanted to do firewalking, and he just wouldn't let me. He just couldn't get aligned. He couldn't get aligned around firewalking. So
well, he hadn't done it before, and you had.
Right. So we aligned around board breaking, which ended up being really fun and cool. And but our project did not live on, and yours does. So I would love to hear more about Into the Fire and the program as it has evolved and what you guys are up to.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know where to start because it's super cool. But I will start by saying, so we had 6 weeks to pull this off. And Gary and I, like, once we launched into it, there was no stopping us. And so I think, you know, if I went back in my notes, we looked at, you know, stand-up paddleboarding and sailing before we landed on surfing. And by the end of, you know, our first couple days working together in this retreat, we're like, okay, we're gonna teach leadership concepts through surfing. And we're going to have this on the beach. It's going to be, Gary, you want to tell all the things, all the ideas that I had that it isn't.
Now, those I don't remember. They were forgettable.
Oh.
No, it's the stupid beach house. But we thought we wanted to teach leadership concepts on the beach and using surfing as a metaphor. And so we had 6 weeks to pull it off. And we had... our first year, we had 16 participants, 2 assistants, a photographer, and like we had a blast doing it. I don't think at that moment we expected or anticipated that we'd be now going into our 5th.
I don't think so. And one thing that's really clear is that we put our whole hearts and souls into this project. I mean, we put this at the top of our list. And I think even though we didn't know cognitively, we knew in our hearts this was big. This was something that was important. We just knew this. And I think that work, that love, that care, that devotion, that curriculum that we created is still the heart of what we do.
Yeah.
Like we upgraded and upgraded to where we are as individuals and leaders. But that care and that 100% that we brought into it, that's still in this program.
So, Gary, I know what you mean by 100%, but would you guys unpack that a bit? Because that is a great leadership lesson and part of the learning from doing a project like this with somebody.
The thing from when I met Karen at the beginning, she was 100% into everything that she did. She was 100% into her comments, into her replies, into sparring with me. I was the same. So we had a level of give and take, support with each other. That 100% is where we are giving each other 100% listening, 100% of our being. We are both showing up with all of us. And I think that has been the secret to this ongoing success 50 participants later of Into the Fire. So what's your take on 100% care?
Well, the added thing, absolutely 100% true. So thinking of 100%. And the other, you know, I think the other piece of that before I go into bigger is that we're also incredibly honest with each other. And Carrie, you know this, Gary and I, like, there are no secrets. There are no, like, there's no trying to look good or trying to get it right. Like, we're like, we've become like family. Like, there's nothing you can't do or say and have it not be okay. Like, there's always room. There's a lot of grace in the relationship for, like, hey, I really want to do this. And, you know, usually me and Gary saying, I don't think so. And here's why. And I'll, you know, I have enough trust in him and the relationship to say, oh, he's actually really on my side here. And what does he see that I can't see? And I think that's one of the great things about the partnership. The other thing about 100% is that it's a relationship isn't 50-50.
Yeah.
If you had a relationship that was 50-50, it's never quite that. So you have to show up with your whole self. So a relationship is, you know, better than the sum of its parts when both partners in it are playing full out.
Well, and I see this as an area of growth or opportunity for a lot of people in relationship, whether it's their personal relationship or their professional relationships or even their relationships with their clients or their kids, to show up 100%. I think people somewhere get into Tony Robbins is really loud in my world today. Tony Robbins does this work on the four levels of love, and he talks about the first level is like a baby's love, like the need, I need to be cared for, and that it's a demand, like I demand love and attention because I need it. The second is the give and take. That's the 50-50. And it's that give and take. Well, it's the quid pro quo. He calls it horse trading, you know. Well, I'll give, I'll make dinner if you do the dishes. And, or I'll trust you only so long as you're trustworthy. So long as you don't break my heart. I
mean, super common, super easy in relationships to do it that way.
It's accepted.
You know, always trading.
It's accepted that that's okay. And, love becomes commoditized. The third level is where it's 100%, 100%. I show up 100% and I give you everything I've got to the best of my ability, no matter what. And I was going to add to that,
100% doesn't mean perfect. 100% means this
Right. I'm going to fail. And sometimes I bring 120% and it's a little too much. So I need a partner I can do that with, and that is those are few and far between on this planet. Yeah. There are I can tell you there are three men right now that can probably put up with 100% of me, and not all on the same day.
Are any of them related to you?
Yes, actually. Actually, so now I'm going to up the ante because probably I can add my four boys to that. They're men enough to put up with 100% of me, which is delightful. And in this moment, I'm feeling very proud of them for that. And then I'm just going to close the loop on the Tony Robbins levels of love, because I left off the fourth, because it seems like we've gotten to the complete, 100%, 100%, that level three love. And then he talks about the level four love is a more spiritual, a more God love, and that it's something that we can aspire to, but probably don't get to. And it's on the order of Mother Teresa and Gandhi and Martin Luther King and things like that, that it's something that we can aspire to and we don't necessarily all get to, but it's that deep spiritual beyond time and beyond beyond now kind of love. Wow. That is that exists and maybe we don't all have access to in every moment of every day.
This is a crazy side question, but does any of this track with tribal leadership stages?
Well, for sure. You could say, or Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that, if your basic needs aren't met, you're not going to get past a level one love. Right. And, and all of this just goes to support the point of 100%, 100% in relationship. And you guys were talking, you actually did a beautiful example of another leadership technique when you added on to Gary's definition of what that meant. And that is the yes and, and we're not good at that. And if we could teach leaders to be better at the yes and there are all kinds of, and I think that you do this in the End of the Fire retreat, is give people the opportunity to work with the yes and. And I don't know if that's true. I may be making that up or remembering that wrongly, or it was in one iteration and may not exist now.
As you say it, I'm like, do we? Where is that? We certainly do it in how we co-lead, which I think is a really interesting part of the program.
I think you also do it in, I don't think you do it formally, but my experience, I think I assisted for you 1 year.
And
my experience was that it was in the like icebreaker type exercises, like the play. Some of the play is very designed around yes and.
Okay, good to know.
And so that was, and probably I never gave you that feedback. I thought it was intentional, and it maybe just was art by accident.
We're just that awesome.
but you did this for Gary, it's like, oh yes, that's 100% true. And let me add all these things too. Let me bring my 100%. As opposed to, well, no, it's missing this and that part's not right. And let me fine tune this part. We just lose rapport and we lose the ability to dance with one another when we don't surrender into what's beautiful and right about the lead we just got.
Yeah.
And I think, Carrie, with this, I think this is kind of implicit with what we do at Into the Fire, where we allow the yes end, and it might not be explicit, but it's definitely implicit. It's how we show up, how we co-lead, how we interact with each of the participants. And man, they are bringing golden, beautiful nuggets of learning and that yes end. And then what ends up invariably happening is throughout the second day or as the program progresses, people are becoming more of this way of being of yes and. I'm just thinking back to the last time we did it last year. Mm-hmm. This is, the participants are changing.
Oh, totally.
They are embodying yes and. And it's a great idea. I think perhaps Karen and I are going to have a conversation how we can include this as more of a concrete learning that they can actually know what they're doing. But I've seen it over the years.
Well, and just to add, there's a couple more leadership concepts, Carrie, that I want to throw in, and we can talk a little bit more about what the event looks like, feels like, smells like, tastes like, all that. But Gary and I, in partnership, we don't ever make each other wrong, ever. So there is no, like, it's never, I don't think, Eric, Gary, that we've ever had something that you or I hasn't been willing to say, I see what you're saying, you know, and how can we add to that? And we teach that and we model that to the people who come to the program because we let people be their full selves, like 100% who they are. And that kind of full permission, we give each other full permission to be our full selves in it, which means, you know, I'm going to be a little bit neurotic and I'm going to have, you know, chalkboards full of lists going into the event. And Gary's going to tell me when to slow down and when we need to go have a beer. Like, that's always going to happen because that's who we are. And then our participants get to have that too.
Nice.
And they get to be loved for who they are, which, as we all know, doesn't happen everywhere in the world.
Nice. Well, and will you talk a little bit more about full permission? Because,
yeah.
I mean, you guys just accidentally drop leadership lessons all over the place. I mean, you just can't help it. It's both in your interactions and just in your words. And so I'm geeking out over here.
I love it.
You know, I'm like, let's tell the listeners about full permission, you know, because this is another gift of Into the Fire. Like, show up as all you.
Actually, I'd love to tell a story about full permission.
Oh, yes.
Which I think illustrates it really well. And Gary, feel free to add if I'm missing anything. So it's our second year, and we had a participant who had joined us who was a former client of mine. And when I was offering the invitation for people to come, she's like, you know, can I come with contact lenses? I really want to go, but I need to wear contact lenses. I'm like, I wear contact lenses. Yes, come. So she was, she was cranky. And with this beach retreat, we get like cranky shows up a lot. It's inconvenient. It's, you know, it's all the way out in Malibu, which like, okay, big deal, whatever. It's all the way out in Malibu and people had to drive and they're going to be in the sun and they're going to be in the sand and they're going to be wet and they're going to be in a bathing suit. And so like usually in the early part of the day, we get to deal with the cranky. And so with this particular participant, like she, not only was she cranky, she was really funny. I don't know if you guys remember, she was the one who talked about how much she hates kittens. And she's like, I can a Diet Coke. And she's like, I don't care about, she's got four kids. She's like, I don't care about animals. Not my thing. She's like, I can have a kitten and Diet Coke, one in each hand, and not care anymore about either of them. And the thing is that no one made her wrong for that. And we're like, oh, okay. And so like by the end of the day, one of the things she shared with us was like, and people thought she was really funny and she just has such a dry wit to her. So in the leadership concept of full permission, like no one was going to be like, oh, how could you say that? It was like, oh, okay. Like that is your point of view. That is your world. You own it. Go. And for her that day of like feeling fully accepted in all of her quirks, all of her joys, she was one of the people who ended up, she's actually on our website. She joined a roller derby team after that. She got a surfboard for her birthday and started surfing. She went back to grad school. Like, it became this super empowering thing of like, I get to be me wherever I go and people are going to like me and I don't have to hide these weird parts of myself.
Or people aren't going to like me. Like, so yeah, I think
it's exactly what I was thinking, Carrie.
Yeah,
exactly.
Go ahead.
Like, if people don't like me, I like me. This was the key point of Into the Fire. It's like, it doesn't matter when I like me and I'm good with me. And what happens in this weekend is we give that permission. We like you. Try you liking you. Yeah. And this is how people transform. And the thing is like over the 5 years since Karen and I have been doing this, I like Karen. I love Karen. She loves me. We have grown to love ourselves because of this openness and permission to be ourselves.
And, nice.
And this is one of the key things that we bring to this transformational beach party. It's kind of this weekend. It's like the Woodstock weekend where you can let it all hang out and you're free to just be who you are. So.
And we don't, like, you know, cranky's allowed to happen. Last year we had a participant that needed to nap a lot of the weekend. And, you know, people are like, what do we do? What do you think? We're like, it's her weekend. If she needs to sleep, she can sleep. Like, it's okay. It's really okay. She ended up joining in when it was, you know, when it was time for her to do so. But, you know, for so many of the women who come to this, and Carrie Kish, you being one of them who've been under the tent, it's a chance to just, like, just take care of yourself and be taken care of. And, you know,
and play the way you want to play. Play full out exactly what that means for you in that day.
Yeah.
And so for me specifically, I retired from surfing 30 years ago and I had no desire to surf. And so I came to support the leadership element. And when the surfing happened, I very much had a deeply spectacular time doing something else, which was spending some time in quiet and peace, which was what I needed way more than surfing.
Yep.
But today I'm going to go climb trees because that's what I need.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I've got to go get in a tree today. But that's a whole other story. I have to, just in order to, I have to complete a loop, and it's because we're talking about full permission. Mm-hmm. And we would be remiss if we didn't link it to its very most important partner, responsibility for impact.
Absolutely.
And so I just have to put that in the space that we do believe and teach and empower and encourage everyone to step into the concept of full permission and to take permission and stop waiting for somebody else to give it to you. Stop waiting for someone with authority to say, this is your job, you go do it. If you have an urge that something needs to be done, whether it's personally, professionally, in a relationship, something that needs to be said, you have full permission. Follow that urge. Do what you need to do and stay.
Yep.
Stay. You've got to stay and deal with whatever happens next. And sometimes that will be surprise and delight. And sometimes that will be what the hell. And you get to stay and make sure you get through the whole process. That's leadership. So it's not just full permission to be an asshole and then tell people, you know, deal with it. That's not leadership. Yeah.
No, there's definitely ownership of your impact and your unintended impact. And this is another concept that we learned in the leadership program. What is your unintended impact by being a certain way? There's things you don't see. But then I think what really comes out is when you're an owner of your intended and unintended impact and you stick around, you stay to see what's going on, this gives you the next level of opportunity to further shape your reality, your future, what you were wanting to create from that urge. So it's just building and building. So this is a huge part of Into the Fire, where we are teaching people in a very kind of insidious way. We're giving them things that we know are going to trigger them.
Yeah. But, oh, yeah.
You know, we study the bios of the people before they come, and we know, oh, this is going to be great for her. This is going to really ratchet her up. But then giving permission for them to be this way, and then we kind of decode it so they understand what was going on in their bodies when they acted or reacted this way. And then we allow a space for them to just see these things and find out what their unintended impacts are. And then the jewel, I would say, of this whole beach party is the surfing, where people are in their body, in the ocean, exhilarated, pissed off, all of this stuff, but 3 hours where they are just, they're all in, 100%. They are sticking around. And if they're not, we're talking to them. What do you think, Care? Like, I just think back of every time we do this, and I'm astounded at how people vibe off the ocean in each other and cheer each other on, and just they're there for each other and themselves in a way that you cannot get outside of, you know, the ocean or inside of a classroom.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, to bring back a point Carrie was making earlier, you know, certainly it is a beach party. You know, we're Into the Fire is not going to be on the beach. So, you know, if you want to opt in, opt out, like, level one, like, it's a beach party. It's not going to be in a classroom. So if you're uncomfortable sand in your feet, probably not the best place for you to be. And we are very, very intentional about teaching leadership in a way that people don't expect. And so we're giving, you know, not only are we challenging people, not only are we intentionally pushing some buttons, because we are there for transformation. We're not there just to have a great time, except we always do. We're also giving people tools to say, hey, this happened, you didn't like it, what do you want to do differently? And I think that is the through line of the whole retreat is, you know, from moment one when we first start, this year we're starting even a little bit earlier, but from moment one, it's, what are you doing? Why are you here? Do you like what you're doing? Do you want to do it differently? Well, let's give you opportunities to do so. And you're doing so within a community of supportive people who want you to have what you want. And I think that's one of the best things about getting people out surfing is, you know, for most people, it's a little scary. You know, most people who I think have had the biggest changes through this retreat are people who have never surfed before. And they come because there's something they want to get over, fear of the ocean, or they're afraid of sharks, or they're afraid of drowning. And they're honest with themselves enough. They're honest with us. And then they're honest with other people. Again, full permission. It's okay. And then we support the changes that they want to have happen.
Well, and it's so exhilarating. I know, like, we share a passion for the metaphor of experiential learning and and giving people something that they feel energy around, whether it's passion or interest or curiosity or fear. And then
frustration, anger.
right. Whatever it is. And giving them an opportunity to work through it and learn more about themselves. And then, and it's a deeply anchoring experience that they can then apply to the rest of their life. And so then they end up showing up in grad school and as, you know, in roller derby and whatever else, because they now understand, oh, I need something different in my life and I don't have a vehicle to express it. Or I have this metaphor of the day I faced that fear or I worked through that frustration and now I can be more effective in my job because I learned some things through that now make it work better.
Yeah. And what often people find, especially learning within a supportive group, is that you're not the only one. And
yeah, we all think that we're the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And someone else has gone through the same thing or is going through the same thing. And last year we had the opportunity to work with an amazing group of women who, you know, we were able to read through the information they provided to us beforehand and say, oh, okay, this person, they're going through a similar transition in life. This person, they're motivated by the same things. And so we end up creating bonds and friendships just based on, like, hey, you too, talk to each other because you're doing the same thing.
Right.
And maybe you know something that she needs to know.
Nice. So what are the elements of the Into the Fire beach party? And, you know, what are your favorite parts of it?
One of the ones that we just implemented is we call it talking stories. So if you've ever been to Hawaii and you know some Hawaiian peoples, the big thing about the Hawaiian culture and surf culture is you just get together and you talk story. Talking story is talking the shit, talking whatever's going on in your life, and there's no filter, there's no judgment. It's crass, it's just whoever you are. This is how we start the beach party. It's one of my favorite things. Like that, just getting people to know who you are, by just you being who you are, talking story is one of my favorite parts.
Do you
How
know,
about you, Kara?
And let me just jump in because I think so. We teach storytelling as a leadership competency. We have a podcast with Michael Margolis on storytelling that the listeners can go back and listen to. But I think it is so incredibly, sometimes that's the most powerful part of any leadership work you do, is allowing people to show a different side of themselves. We show up with this mask. We show up with this mask on of this is who I'm supposed to be at work. And I keep the weird part of me and the loving part of me and the slightly offensive part of me. I keep that hidden. Even the sexy part of me or the playful part of me. The part that hates kittens or feels, you know, equally about kittens and Diet Coke. And giving up people the place to express that and then also to connect with one another at that level. I don't think that we have that. I think people are suffering and dying from a lack of intimacy in their lives, and that the only place they're getting intimacy is sexually. And that's so deeply tragic that there's not enough, that there aren't more vehicles for intimacy in our lives.
Yeah. And I think, you know, to add on that, one of my favorite things that I think creates the intimacy of Into the Fire is that because we're doing it with a group of people who generally don't know each other, there's an opportunity to really be, you know, I want to use all the catchwords, the buzzwords at once, authentic, vulnerable, real. But because nobody cares, you know, like, nobody is attached to what you look like at work the day before.
Right.
And it's one of the reasons that this has been a little bit challenging with teams, although we have had some intact teams come and be a part of it. But it's the thing of like, I'm okay with being seen as the person who's afraid to step out of my box. Because at work, all I ever get to do is step out of my box. And people don't get to know that I'm afraid of that. And, you know, my comfort zone, Gary, do you remember this one last year? You know, we had a senior leader of an organization, incredible woman, who, if you looked at her on paper resume, you know, seen her many speeches online, you'd never think that she struggled with just stepping outside of her comfort zone and being okay with herself. And so I especially like that the beach is a great equalizer. And the ocean has no agenda. The ocean is not going to, you know, it's not going to be personal. It's always going to offer you some bit of learning. And people get to see you struggle and fail and totally love you through it and be okay with who you are and be excited that you did something that you wanted to do.
That's so nice, Karen. I love the metaphor of the ocean has no agenda. I see this with my clients and I fall into it all the time of taking things personally. I have a little mantra. Oh, right. This is not about me. You know, like, oh, yeah. Right. This is not about me. Okay. You know, like, whoa, you know, but a nice, like I could see a great anchor, you know, like the ocean has no agenda.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And it's always going to deliver you something.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Really, really good. So how can people, do you have anything else you want to, you know, I think we're trying to keep this short and sweet and, you know, bite-sized. Anything else you want to tell people about Into the Fire?
I want to tell people everything about Into the Fire.
I know.
In the interest of time, it's, you know, this for me, we're very intentionally not talking about a lot of the activities that happen at the event because they are really, really, really cool. And it's surprises. So it's, you know, it's a weekend filled with surprises. It's an incredible opportunity, if I haven't said that in enough times in different ways, to actually figure out who you are and what you want in life. And yes, surfing is a metaphor for it. Yes, surfing is an incredible experience. And, you know, we've had people, you know, go in, try it. Yeah, you know, they're out pretty fast, but they learn something else from being on the beach and being a supporter for other people. And, you know, it's all about discovery, all about awareness, all about connection. And I'm very intentionally handing it over to Gary because I know you see other things that I don't see.
Man, it's just a beach party. You know, I mean, seriously, like, this thing is the most fun you're going to ever have. It's going to be probably some of the hardest work you're ever going to do. But I tell you, you're just going to be loved through everything. Like, we basically call it like a spa weekend where we want to take care of you. Mm-hmm. And the last time and this time, it's exclusively for women, and women take care of everyone else. You come to this beach party, we want to take care of you. We want you to have a weekend that is yours, that you are going to drive off of the lot at Zuma Beach and not be the same person. There's going to be things that you're going to learn about yourself that you're going to say, well, that I don't need anymore, and I can leave it in the trash can at Zuma, and the pigeons and the seagulls can eat it. I don't want it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, to me, it's just so simple. Like, there's a simple elegance to this thing. And it's just through these interactions that we do with the people and just allow them to be who they are and learn what they want and what they don't like and let go of it. And yeah, Karen's right. The experience itself is like, that's the one in a lifetime thing. It's just the experience. There's that banter between Karen and I. There's just this, it's like a love fest.
Nice. So how do people find out more about Into the Fire?
So this is a really interesting thing. And I was thinking about this, knowing that we were going to talk about this. IntoTheFireLeadership.com is our website. It is not a fancy website. It's got some great stories, and it's got information on how to sign up for our mailing list. And the best way, really the best way, is to talk to me or talk to Gary, because nobody comes to this thing without having to think about it, think it through. We're selling early bird through June 30th. The event is Thursday, August 25th with a cocktail reception. We'll be on the beach Friday, the 26th through Sunday, the 28th. And it's amazing. We're going to make it so easy for you to have a life-changing weekend.
IntoTheFireLeadership.com. We'll put it in the show notes. We'll also get both your email addresses in the show notes so people can reach directly out to you.
Great.
Will you just, for people who are listening and don't want to go look, will you just shout them out, the best way to reach you by email?
I'm at Karen at KarenPerry.com, and that is Perry with one R. And Karen spelled the old-fashioned traditional Karen Carpenter way, K-A-R-E-N.
And Gary, how do we reach you?
Restart at GaryMahler.com, and my last name is M-A-H-L-E-R.
Excellent. All right, and just for fun, what are your favorite resources right now that you guys are playing with and that you might want to share with the listeners?
Okay, so I'm currently reading 7 books right now, but
I love that about you. Thank you, because I do that too, and people are like, "What the hell?"
And I got a method to my madness, because I used to read 7 books and not finish any of them, but now what I'm doing, and I love this, is in the morning before my kids wake up, I read a chapter of each of these books. So in a day, today I read 3 chapters of 3 different books. Sometimes it's 7. So I'll just tell you the ones that I'm reading that I love. First one, The Little Book of Big Change by Amy Johnson.
Oh, that's, I'm reading that one right now. Thank you, Gary.
Love it. Next one that I just read this morning, Everyday Blessings, John Kabat-Zinn with his wife, Myla Kabat-Zinn.
Oh, yeah. Good, good, good.
It's the inner work of parenting, mindful parenting. That's helping me with my 3-year-old and my 9-month-old. She'll be 9 months in a couple of days.
Oh, so my God. They're so amazing.
The next one, Relationship Handbook, George Pransky. Awesome. The Mindful Athlete by George Mumford. This is the reason why I went into coaching. Phil Jackson and the mindfulness and the aspect of being a cool Zen guy that didn't blow up all the time. I love this book. The Space Within, Finding Your Way Home.
Oh, I just got that this week.
Michael Neal. And finally, like the one outlier, Question-Based Selling. My coach said, you got to read this. So I'm reading it.
Nice.
So those are the 7 that I'm reading.
So I will go the counter to that. Right now, the most important thing to me is helping get all of the noise in my head to settle. So I am more consciously working on my mindfulness habit with the help of Insight Timer, which is a fabulous paid app.
I've got that one. Love it.
Yeah, such a good one. And other resources, for Into the Fire, and We always say, you know, you teach most what you need to learn. For me, you know, if people don't come to this event, but they hear something from us, go out and play, go do something fun. And so that is my work right now, is in addition to all of the other projects on my list. Resource is I will be spending more time in the ocean, spending more time with horses, you know, just doing things just because they're fun.
Nice. Well, thank you both for being here. It's been tons of fun. And we look forward to hearing more about your Into the Fire beach party and wish you well on it.
Thank you. Any chance you're going to come surfing with us, Carrie?
You know, there's always a chance. It's all okay. Everything's possible around here. There's always a chance. But
for people like you, there's going to be a whole lot more, a little cocktail reception here, a little celebration dinner.
I know. You're sexying it up for me. You're adding the cocktails, adding the, you know, the meditation aspect.
I know.
Yep.
It's a great weekend. Thank you, Carrie, so much for having us. It's such a joy to talk with you about this.
You're just the bomb. You are hilarious. You're sexy. You're fun.
Oh, my gosh. I like now Gary's just flattering me, trying to get me there.
Leadership Unleashed.
Leadership Unleashed.
Leadership Unleashed.
Visit us at leadershipunleashed.net or follow us on Twitter @LeadUnleashed.
And please let us know what you think of us on iTunes.